Every day before the sun rises, 10-year-old Kamran goes to work with his father and other family members at a building materials factory outside Kabul. For Kamran and other children in Afghanistan, going to school is not a possibility. Kamran's father, Atikullah, supports his family of eight as well as others. One of Kamran's uncles is sick and another has died, leaving their families in his father's care. My children wake up early in the morning and right after prayers they come for work, so they don't have time for school, Atikullah told the Associated Press. These days, if you don't work, you cannot survive, he said. The United States and its allies have given billions of dollars in aid to Afghanistan since their invasion to remove the country's Taliban leadership from power 18 years ago. But the country remains severely affected by poverty. Signs of it are everywhere. Children beg in the streets. Entire families, including children as young as five, work at places like brick factories in the heat. Atikullah's family comes from the eastern Nangarhar province. It is an area that the Taliban, as well as an Islamic State-linked group, operate in. The area has seen heavy fighting in recent years. Brick factory owners travel to the small communities and offer loans to help families cover basic needs. They then force families to repay the loans through work during the summer months. Workers say a family of 10 can bring in about $12 to $18 a day, depending on how much they produce. We always think about our future, he said. We don't know how long we will live with economic problems like this, when we will be able to live our own lives, when we will be able to breathe in freedom. Right now, we live like slaves. I'm Ann Ball.